Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation, and Pierre. And, okay. A little background on this survey. I believe it was in June when we maybe briefed the Commission on this campground user survey that we were embarking on. And throughout the summer, we've been taking data, and just recently, a few weeks ago, we saw some of the preliminary data, and got a chance to look it over and start to really glean some things out of there. So we picked out some highlights out of that survey report to share with you today, and we'll continue to utilize this data moving forward for a lot of different things. But I thought we'd just start with briefing the Commission and the public a little bit on what we learned in this survey here. So the survey was designed to reach a sample audience of about 3,456 recipients. We got 513 completed surveys back, which gave us about a 15% response rate, which is pretty good. I guess we were pretty pleased with that. It would have been nice to be a little bit higher always. You know, the more responses you get back, the better. But considering this was a pretty lengthy survey, it had a lot of information in there, and it probably took around 10 to 15 minutes to complete. So anytime you get a little lengthier survey like that, your response rates probably dip a little bit as well there. So, but overall, we got a good response rate. These surveys were distributed first through email with several reminders, and then we did follow up with some paper postcards and reminded people to fill out their surveys as well. So overall, got a lot of good information from this survey. So to kick it off, the big question was, do you camp? And a very good number there, almost 89% of the respondents said yes, they do camp in some shape or form there. So nationally, looking at some other surveys on the national level, the camping participation rate's more at about 67%. So here in South Dakota, obviously, we are much more likely to camp in state parks or other parks around the region. So this is a good number to see that South Dakotans are very much enjoy the outdoors and very much like camping there as well. So, nationally, camping numbers have been increasing, steadily for the last 10 years. I believe between 22 and 23, there was maybe a slight little downtick, coming out of the COVID area, but camping nationally remains a very, very strong activity for outdoor recreation. And then also we asked, I don't have it in the slide here, but we also asked them, do you fish? And campers, about 69% of our campers indicated they fish, and about 45% indicate they hunt. So we'll get into some other activities that people like to do when they camp as well, but overall, very good numbers. Of that 11.3% that said they did not camp, we're interested in those folks too. We're kind of wondering, what are some of those reasons? What are those barriers that prevent people from camping? So we did ask a few questions to those folks to kind of get an idea what some of those things are. Maybe there's some things that we can address. Maybe there's things that we can't. But we did get a little bit of feel from this question about why they don't camp. But the number one reason that those 11.3% don't camp stated, I don't have the right equipment. So that was, to me, that was a little bit of a surprising answer. There's a lot of things out there that affect whether people are camp, whether it's their schedules or busy personal lives, things like that. But that was an interesting response that I think, we do provide some equipment rentals and things in the state parks to, get people out there. And years ago, we did actually rent out tents and things like that. So this might revive that question about the availability of rental equipment for campers. And obviously, things like bugs and heat rank in there, time constraints or lack of interest, and the least category was that they just simply don't have anybody to camp with. So sometimes that just inviting somebody along to go camping with you can be a big motivator to getting folks outdoors as well. So those are some reasons why folks did not camping. We took a little step further and kind of wanted to know, what might help. Maybe these are things that we can maybe offer or maybe look at to help if there's some barriers that people need help getting started camping. And again, not too surprising, but just You know, things like educational programs were mentioned, if there were more opportunities to camp, if friends and family would invite me, and the availability of rental equipment. You know, those were probably the minor items there that, you know, maybe if there was something like that, it could move the needle a little bit either way. But in the end, the majority of those reasons are, you know, like I say, it's just, you know, some of the things that it just doesn't fit into people's lifestyles and priorities. So this question we want to ask, you know, just kind of this broad array of various things and attributes that, you know, people consider when they go camping or visiting a state park. They're allowed to check never consider, sometimes consider, and always consider. So this table here kind of lines out the in descending order of the things that people clicked always consider. So these are kind of the things that are most important to folks when they go out to a campsite. So just run through maybe the top few here, but to no surprise, enough space for each campsite. And that's something in state parks, we do have a standard for campsite spacing. We try to space them at least 90 feet apart, you know, and that allows for folks to, you know, spread out a little bit, let the kids run, play some lawn games, and have a campfire. And you know, having that space at each campsite is, as you can see, is extremely important to people. So that's, you know, it's like that's a standard that we try to uphold wherever we can. Trees, you know, like Jeff just went through with our tree program here. That is one of the top things people think about when they camp. Is there trees on the site? Does it provide shade and protection? So, and then you get into, you know, scenery. Restroom facilities are always ranking high in these kind of things. Water quality and peace and quiet and safety of the area are, you know, very much in the top half of important things that people think about. So a lot of good information on this. And this was actually a question I asked in a survey back in 2002, almost 22 years ago, as part of the SCORP survey. So it was kind of interesting to see some of the shifts in people's reactions or responses over 22 years. And the one item that increased the most was peace and quiet, that more people checked, you know, or more considerate of peace and quiet when they go camping than they did years ago. So that one's kind of an interesting little bit of shift there and what happened over several decades. And that just kind of hard to read there, but that just kind of shows a graph of the same table there of kind of the range of responses that occurred over those various aspects there. So where do people prefer to camp? Lucky for us, state parks are predominantly the first choice for a lot of folks for camping, followed by national parks, municipal campgrounds, and then two categories of private campgrounds. There's the private campgrounds where you can rent campsites, you know, kind of on a nightly basis, similar to what we do in the state parks, and then there's those private campgrounds where you can set up your trailer for the season. And then we also asked, you know, what type of camping do you like? Is it RV or trailer camping, camping cabins, tent camping, lodges, glamping, and tent camping in a primitive setting? So you can see the weighted responses there of what people truly prefer, what type of camping they do, which is, like I say, predominantly RV trailer camping, but tent camping still remains fairly strong. And I think I got another table here that maybe dives into that a little bit more. But amongst people's first choice for what type of camping they prefer, again, RV camping was 68% of those clicked that as their first choice. But when you combine the two tent camping categories, that's about 20%. So still one in five people prefer to camp in a tent, which is fairly significant. And then you can kind of get into the second, third, and fourth choices there, but we won't get into any detail on that. But again, it shows that, you know, there's still a diverse interest in what kind of camping in there, including camping cabins, modern lodging, and a lot of different varieties of overnight staying. We asked a question about the reservation window. Currently, our reservation window is at 90 days in advance. You can make reservations for most state parks, and for Custer State Park, it's 1 year, and then our lodging facilities are 1 year as well. So just trying to get an idea, because I know we've had some discussions in the past, because it's been 90 days for as long as I can remember, and so we're you know, kind of asking the question, you know, what do people prefer for their reservation window? And it looks like we kind of hit that right spot. Nearly half of the people prefer that 1 to 3 months in advance to make that reservation. But there's also a significant amount of folks that would like to make that reservation, a week in advance or less if they could, and then even some, you know, prefer that same day type reservation as well. And we do offer a few same day camping opportunities in the state parks, which is Custer State Park and Lewis and Clark. So we do offer that out there. When did you first start camping? This is an interesting statistic to try to understand, you know, when people might have started camping. So the number one response was ever since I was a child. And then beyond that was, you know, ever since I was a young adult or during the COVID pandemic. But I think the takeaway from this slide is that if you take kids camping, chances are they're going to do it as adults. And, you know, definitely have a 1 in 2 chance of being adult campers. So I think that just underscores the importance of getting kids out there camping and exposing them to the outdoors. We also looked at what some of the motivators are. We know what motivates people to go camping. And I know that's kind of hard to read there. I think I got a little bit of a thing there. But you know, the biggest reasons what motivates people to go camping, obviously spending time in the outdoors is the number one. Being able to relax, like I mentioned earlier, relaxation and the ability to unwind is one of those critical motivators to get people out there camping. Spending time with family and friends, sitting around the campfire, experiencing nature, and getting away from crowds. You can kind of see the trend there of what really ranks is important and what motivates people to go camping from that graph. What are some of the activities that people like to do when they go camping? And what are those things that we offer in state parks that could kind of round out that experience and make it even better yet than, you know, other than just camping? And just about any survey I see out there, hiking is always the number one. You know, getting out there walking, trails, very important amenity to our state parks. But also, you know, scenic drives, sightseeing, fishing is the third most important one, viewing wildlife, swimming at a beach, visiting historical sites, biking, and you know, so you can kind of see there a trend. You know, hiking and water sports are the big ones that really stick out as the things that people like to do when they camp. Just ask the question, do you camp with pets? 60% said yes, 40% no. Majority of those are dogs, obviously. And this was a real important question, too, we wanted to ask is, you know, what are your expectations in the coming 5 years? You know, really trying to get out that crystal ball here a little bit and see, you know, what are people's intentions? Do they really intend on camping more or less, a little bit of the same? So this was some really good news as well. I was really pleasantly surprised to see these results. But, you know, just over 50% want to camp the same as they do now. But in the more category, it goes up to about 44%. The people that want to camp more in the future. And then you look on the other side of the scale, you know, those that intend on camping less, it's about 5% is all that click that category. So that is some good data there that you know, tells us that, you know, there's still a good, strong interest in camping out there, and that people want to keep doing it and do it more if they can. We asked them, you know, what are some factors that might lead to camping less or quit camping? These are kind of the risk factors, I'd call them, you know, that might affect people, you know, to go in the direction of not camping in the future. So the number one reason was an increased competition to get a site at the time and place I prefer. So that, you know, that limited availability of their, you know, first choice of camping can affect whether they will camp in the future. A lack of access to the type of camping. And then you kind of get into some of the personal reasons that might affect somebody's decisions, such as physical or health, you know, kids or grandkids activities, economic factors, or other interests and hobbies that kind of round out that the reasons of why people might leave the camping scene in the future. Perceptions on the amount of camping opportunities in South Dakota State Parks. Again, real quick, you know, 36% feel we have the right amount of camping opportunity. 20% feel We have a moderate opportunity, and 15% indicate we have a high opportunity, but 20.2% feel that we have a low opportunity for camping opportunity in South Dakota State Park. So ask the question, do you support the addition of more state park camping opportunity in South Dakota State Parks? 87.8% said yes, 10.7% indicated no opinion, and 1.4% said no. So there's definitely a strong leaning towards additional camping opportunity in South Dakota State Parks. We asked the question, do you think state park camping fees are a good value? Again, good supportive data here. 29.6% were neutral, but overwhelmingly, 66% indicated that they strongly agree that camping fees are a good value. And then 3.6% felt that they're not a good value. So that was real quick, trying to get her done here before the 2 o'clock hour here. But again, it was a great survey. We got hundreds and hundreds of written comments in this survey. So we kind of still sorting through a lot of that. So a lot of great comments and suggestions that people had in there. We also asked about things like Wi-Fi and things like that are of interest there, but for time's sake, we excluded that out. But I just want to extend a big thanks to Stephanie Buckley, our Human Dimensions Specialist out of Rapid City. She was a big help in setting this up, and also to John Canta for sharing her with us to do this survey. And I think this is, we're going to be chewing on this data here for quite a while here, and we're really excited to have a little bit of this information at our disposal. So.
Excellent. Any questions for Al? Comments? It's good information to see what our campers, what their habits are, what their opinions are, and it sounds like you'll use this as you look to future camping changes management. So thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.